Okay, so a bit of change of topic for this last talk, because I'm going to present you an innovative approach to methane capture through the CHARLIE project, whose aim is to reuse a gas recuperation system developed at CERN for gas loss detector for management of emission from livestock. As I'm saying, the project is called CHARLIE, CH4 Methane Livestock Emissions, and our goal is to develop a prototype for methane emission capture in a barn environment, which is, as I will show you in a few slides, one of the major sources of methane emission from human activities. The idea is the one of reapply a gas recuperation system developed to extract CF4 from gas detector at CERN to the methane reabsorption. And this is an innovative approach because usually methane emission are fought in livestock, in agriculture in general, changing the habits of the animals, while here we want to act directly on the methane that has already been emitted and is already in the atmosphere, so improving the quality of life of the animals. It's a strongly multidisciplinary activity, which includes people working in different departments of the University of Pavia and Turin, from CERN and from INFN. And so I will start my presentation giving you just having a look at the global warming problem, which you have already discussed in previous talk, as you know very well. In the last 200 years, since in this industrialization, we observed an increase in the surface temperature of about 1 degree or more, which is mainly related to anthropogenic cause and in particular greenhouse gas emissions, among which CO2, methane, and other components. Methane, in particular, has an important role in global warming because it has a high GWP of 28, and among the different sources related to human activity, we can find for sure agriculture, which, for example, in Italy accounts for about the 32% of the world methane emission. The project CHARLIE, as I was saying before, therefore wants to attack the problem of methane emission from agriculture and in particular livestock emission, which is related to enteric fermentation of during the digestion of the food by cows. So the first track of the project is to characterize the environment of the barn, both through simulation, computational fluid dynamic simulation made with COMSOL, and in parallel, in situ measurements to identify the accumulation point of methane in the barn where we will put our prototype for the capture. Then we are working on the optimization of the methane absorbent. We started with tests with the commercial zeolites. But now we are also moving to the development of a new adsorbent dedicated to methane, exactly. And then, of course, the development of the methane capture prototype with the testing laboratory. Let's start through an overview of the simulation. So, simulation are computational fluid dynamic simulation that we want to use to predict the methane transport in the barn and to identify possible accumulation points in which we will install later our capture prototype. The final goal is to simulate the whole 3D geometry of the barn, like the selected barn. Like the one on the top left picture. But to do so, we started with a two-dimensional simulation in which the cows are represented as point-like sources on the bottom of the geometry. And we use this 2D simulation to identify the best model that predicts the diffusion of methane and its interaction with the atmospheric conditions. So, for example, in the right plot, you see the results of this simulation with one turbulence model among those that we have tested, which simulates the speeds of wind, 1 meter per second from left to right. And here the consequent co diffusion results of the diffusion of methane and the concentration. Once this simulation will be completed, we will compare them with the results of in-situ measurements, which are performed right now in five sampling points internal to the barn. This is an overview from the top of the barn, and these are the 5 points from P1 to P5, in which we are collecting air through pipes. And this air collected through pipes is analyzed with a QEPAS analyzer. QEPAS means Quartz Enhanced Photoacoustic Spectroscopy Analyzer, which measures the vibrational relaxation rate of the different gas species to understand the different concentration. And then from this analysis, we estimate the emission of the different gases through a method developed on purpose by our colleagues of the and applied by our colleagues of the University of Turin, which is called the CO2 balance method. These are the results of the first in situ measurements that were performed over the past year in the 4 different seasons. So here you can have a look at the value of the concentration of methane that we expect in the barn, which is something of the order of 10 maximum of 50 ppm. So the main with some more concentration during summer because enteric fermentation is handled by bacteria, so higher temperature allows for a higher production of methane. So let's say the main difficulty of this project is to handle with so low concentration, which are order of magnitudes lower to what we are used to collect with the gas recuperation systems. So the idea for the recuperation system, as I was saying, comes from CMS, cathode strip chamber system, which includes a CF4 recovery system, which will be discussed later in a dedicated talk by Maria Cristina later this afternoon. So I will not spend much time on this slide, and I will go directly to our R&D, just saying that this system is working fine and is efficiently separating CF4 from the other component of the mixture. The main difference, I was saying, is that CF4 here is of the order of few percent inside of the mixture. The absorbent, let's say the main part of the work is to find the correct absorbent for for methane. We started from commercial zeolites, the same used for CF4, because as you can see from the left, from the right part of the plot, the structure of the molecule is almost the same, it's very similar. So we expected commercial zeolites that are working for CF4 to work also for methane, but in parallel, we are working also on the development of a new material dedicated to the absorption of methane. How did we select it and carried out our test on zeolites? So we started with a diluted mixture containing 0.45% quantity or percentage of methane. We passed it through the filter with the zeolites, and then we analyzed the output with a gas chromatograph. Everything is in a rack, so it's a very compact system. And here you have an example of the chromatogram that you get at the output. Here you have the peak of the methane. Until zeolites are completely absorbing the methane, the peak is not present. As soon as the absorption is not efficient anymore, you start to see the methane. So the saturation curve that you get foresees a first part in which there is no peak, so full absorption, then the breakthrough position in which you start to see the peak, then partial absorption, and finally saturation, where what you measure with the ZC is the same that you put inside with the bottle, so everything, the cartridge is fully saturated. From here, we calculate both the volume absorbed at saturation and at the breakthrough, and from this data, we compare the different zeolites. And here you have the comparison between 4 types of zeolites that we have tested. The two more promising are these two, where the number Z5 and Z10, where the number represents the size of the pores. So we moved on only focusing on these two. When you completely fill the zeolites and it is saturated, if you want to reuse it, you need to regenerate it, and you can do it through two methods, one based on high temperature and the other one based on vacuum. So we wanted to compare the results, the performance of the two different kinds of zeolites regenerated in the two methods, especially because vacuum one is more energy saving with respect to temperature. So from this test, we actually decided to continue the test only on Z5 because you can see that the performance after the two kind of regeneration are more similar. So vacuum is working better for Zen10 than for Z5 than for Z10. And here you see that after many cycles of regeneration and absorption, the system maintains stable performance. So we are actually happy of the fact that the system continues to work as expected. Last thing, as the system will be installed in the barn, we expect to have also other conditions, like for example the presence of humidity. So we wanted to be sure that we could get rid of humidity in our system, and we did that adding a second filter based on Z3 zeolite, which is known to be very attracted for water, and we proved that we could actually capture water and then again capture methane with Z5. So we were still actually able to catch the methane after having absorbed all the water. The only thing is that we noticed a reduction in the quantity of methane absorbed using a lower concentration of methane. So, to summarize what I can tell you that with our first test, we successfully proved that we can capture methane with this system at a percentage of the order of 0.5%. We could prove that the vacuum regeneration is effective with our zeolites, and also that we get total absorption of humidity using a pre-filter based on Z3. Then we found hints of a relationship between the adsorption capability and the partial pressure of methane, or in other words, between adsorption capability and the concentration of methane in our input mixer. Which is something that is very important from our point of view because we need to go to even lower concentration of methane, and this relationship is right now under study to understand which is the limit at which we can work. And that's all for me. If you have any question, thank you.
Thank you, Ilaria. I see Dwayne has a question.
Hi, Laura. This is a very interesting talk. I sort of have two very small related questions. So the first one is, you've talked about this methane extraction, but you have a farm on the ground and then this gas rises. So at what point do you extract the methane from the air into these zeolites? And then the second related question is that where the end of life is? Do you have to store this zeolite somewhere to keep the gas from escaping? Do you know what the gas escapement rate, or how long the expectancy that the CH4 molecule will stay trapped on the surface of this zeolite is?
Thank you for your very interesting questions. I will start from this second one. Regarding the extracted methane, we are considering two possibilities. One is for example, when we do vacuum regeneration of the cartridge, we could, let's say, suck the methane out and store it for reuse. But of course, this is, let's say, useful and energetic advantages only if we manage to collect a reasonable quantity of methane. The other possibility is, as you were saying, to let's say discard saturated zeolites and store them somewhere. This is also something interesting for our colleagues from the University of Turin. They were considering the possibility also to use them to do that. We don't know yet which is the best solution because we are still at the prototype phasing. We are collecting very small quantity of methane right now. You see, we are talking about 20 milliliters because we are using 250 grams of zeolites in our prototype right now. So I cannot tell you right now which is the most energetic advantages, but both the possibility are being considered. And are actually one of the goal of the project is to understand which is the best one from the energetic point of view. And regarding instead the other question, so where do we get the air? So this is really related to the results that we will get from our measurements in situ. Right now, the collection here for these measurements is done at 5 meters from the ground. So there are pipes which sucks the air from 5 meters from the soil from the ground to analyze it. But if you have a look, for example, at this simulation, which is very preliminary, but anyway, it's already interesting. The higher concentration, of course, is closer to the animals because they breathe there. And then also near the ground, you have the majority of the air that comes from them. So one possibility could be to suck the air from closer to the ground and then put the capture prototype outside. So we just needed, let's say, the pump to suck the air out of the barn and then separate the components. But again, this is in evaluation. I think we will, let's say, the project is more or less at half of its way right now. We already had good results, in particular on the part of the prototype development and zeolite testing. We need to finalize the characterization of the barn yet, I would say.
Thank you for your answer.
Okay, thank you very much, Ilaria.
Thank you.
I hope this goes forward. I'm just hoping that farmers will also change their way of feeding their cattle because then they would not emit methane. But it's another debate
Well,
beyond this
actually,
conference.
our colleagues in the University of Turin, they exactly work on that. We started our collaboration with them because they were expert on this point, and they were, let's say, there is a stronger relationship between university and farmers around in that region. They are really eager to learn to how to improve the quality of life of the animals, but also from the environmental point of view, I see that they are really open to make improvements. So.
Okay, very good. So thank you to all speakers for this session. I suggest we take